Good morning. I'm Gracie Elsbecker.
I'm Kyle Schaaf.
And I'm Anna Berkey. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Tomorrow is a big day for 13 Garrigan students. They'll be competing at the State DECA Conference in Des Moines. DECA is an international organization that prepares leaders and entrepreneurs for careers in marketing, finance, management, and hospitality. There has been a DECA group at Garrigan for the past 3 years, and even though we're one of the smallest schools to participate, we've still been very successful.
This year, Anna Berkey, Gracie Elsbecker, Joe Mice, and Kyle Schaaf will be competing in the Travel and Tourism Marketing, Management, and Decision Making. Maya Kemna will participate in Sports and Entertainment Marketing. Riley Rosenmeyer has entered in Human Resource Management, and Cade Winkle and Amanda Tilges are in accounting applications competition.
Reese Rosenmeyer will be part of the Apparel and Accessories Marketing Series. Grayson Rowlett, Kellen Murphy, Eric Lubenthal, and Noah Bronk are all in the Hospitality Services Management Decision Making Contest. And Anna Berkey, Reese Rosenmeyer, and Gracie Elsbecker are entered in Community Giving. Good luck to the coaches Stephanie Plath, Aaron Miller, and Christy Peterson, and the whole DECA team.
As we predicted on last week's show, the Golden Bear basketball teams have been progressing rapidly through playoffs. The boys had a bye in the first round of districts, and Thursday they cruised to an easy win over Storm Lake St. Mary's by a final score of 83-37. Seniors Cade Winkle, John Joyce, Andrew Arndorfer, Marcus Plath, and Cameron Beatty are at the core of this year's team. 6'9 center Angela Winkle has been solid all season, and fellow juniors Kyle Schaaf, Kellen Murphy, Isaiah Plath, Joseph Mice, and Kaifis Goshi are also big contributors.
The boys will host the district semifinal next Tuesday when they'll take on St. Edmund. A win there will advance them to the district championship Thursday at Pocahontas, most likely against Newell Fonda. In the sub-state game, most likely versus South O'Brien, will be next Saturday night at Spencer. Good luck in the playoffs to Coach Mark Meister and the Golden Bear boys.
The Golden Bear girls have also been progressing well in regional play. They also had a first-round bye, and then they beat Mason City Newman by a score of 81-29 last Tuesday. We had to record the show before the game they hosted last night, but we're betting they get a win over AGWSR. That would advance them to the regional championship next Wednesday in Webster City.
Freshmen Audie Crooks and Molly Joyce have been the standouts for the Golden Bear girls. The playoff roster also features seniors Katie Noonan, Madison Meister, Amanda Miller, and Emma Fogarty. Juniors Kaylin Myers, Reese Rosenmeyer, Kelly Beatty, Anna Berkey, and Gracie Elsbecker. Sophomores on the team include Emma Grandjeanette, Ella Moeller, and Meredith Tigges, and freshman Ashlyn Hovey is also on the playoff roster. Good luck throughout playoffs to Coach Brandon Schraub and the girls' basketball team.
It's just 1 week now until district individual speech contest. As Coach David Burrow has been busy rehearsing 15 different entries. Jordan Hansen, Ava Eisenbarth, and Abby Hine will be competing in the literary program, while Joe Trainer and Noah Bronk are entered in solo musical theater. Jen Heinen, Ava Eisenbarth, and Savannah Wachter will be competing in prose, and Marguerite Fockler and Meredith Illig are in the poetry competition.
Abby Hine entered in reviewing. Jack Snyder will be competing in radio news announcing. Marguerite Fockler has been preparing an acting scene, and Riley Rosenmeyer is part of the spontaneous speaking competition. District contest will be 1 week from today down in Manson.
This week's senior spotlight shines on Andrew Arndorfer. Andrew is hoping for a return trip to state basketball next month, and he'd also like to return to the state golf tournament this spring. Andrew also plays baseball. He's part of the Leadership Algona program, and he helps maintain the school website. Away from school, you may have seen him working at Emeralds. Andrew will be off to college next year, and he hopes to continue playing golf after high school. Good luck, Andrew.
On our Golden Bear calendar, there's a jazz choir contest in Spirit Lake today. Then tomorrow and Monday, there's State DECA in Des Moines.
Girls track practice starts on Monday. Then Tuesday, we'll be hosting the boys basketball semifinals here at Garrigan. Wednesday is girls regional final at Webster City.
Thursday, the boys should be playing their district championship game in Pocahontas. Friday, we'll have the Pops concert, and then next Saturday, there's a district individual speech contest in Manson and the boys' sub-state game in Spencer.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch the show next week when we hope to have more good basketball news from Bishop Garrigan High School.